You hear that, Tony?
No, I can't hear a fucking thing. I'm deaf.
Well, it sounds like Rain Clothing to me, and they're sponsoring this episode. Check them out on their website, rainclothing.com. That's R-A-N-E. And follow them on Instagram and Facebook. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
Are we recording?
We are.
I'm Tony.
Wow, he forgot how to do this.
No, I just didn't know you were going to jump in like some sort of asshole. And, like,
been a
just,
while. We're finally back, dude. How many weeks has it been that we missed?
9 weeks.
No.
22 weeks.
I feel like it's lower.
Three or four.
Okay.
Gives a fuck.
Yeah, I was out on the road, caught a nasty cold, and then Tony's work schedule.
How'd you get all tuckered out, dude?
I drank a lot, did nefarious things on the road, drank a little bit of pee, we'll get into that sometime later, I slept in the van, it was cold.
Wait, you got drunk on pee or beer?
Oh, beer. It was someone else's pee, not mine.
I think that makes it way better, yeah.
Yeah, I think
you're not weird like, you know, Bear Grylls.
Well, no, isn't pee sterile?
Obviously not. You got some sort of UTI in your throat from it.
Yeah, I got a yeast infection. No,
I got throat AIDS.
Maybe someday you'll hear that story, everyone. me and Tony have been gone, and now we're back. Dude, I can't read in full effect. Blah.
Have you guys heard whispers in your dreams asking, where's I Can't Read?
Where is it? I'm so scared.
I fucking want it, motherfuckers.
So do you have any news, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hit me with
it. Chock full of news. The three last weeks in my life have been so eventful and so chock full of hot, steamy news.
Hit me with one of them.
All right. So my first news is I saw the Ghost in the Shell full-length trailer.
Yeah, how'd you feel about it? I saw did you see the mirrored image one where they had
the animated live-action
opening
one? Credits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was an opening credits sequence. That's a different... That was, like, not really a trailer. More so, like, first 3 minute.
More show-like. I thought they were...
It's nearly scene for scene for that opening sequence.
Yes, I agree.
With that, like, high singing. It's really a gnarly, like...
Oh, I just watched the video. I didn't listen to the
audio.
Oh,
it's really, really weird. Yeah. Music that goes with it.
Can you sing it for me?
No, not really.
Yeah, you can. Go ahead. Trying. No need to impress me. I'll still give you a hand job.
Doing scales and arpeggios.
Arpeggio Tony. Go ahead. So what'd you think? Are you scared still?
I'm scared. Scared that Scarlett Johansson is going to just fucking, like, scumbag it up. It's going to be PG-13. It's going to be just a fucking little shit show. It's going to feel like Green Lantern's aborted baby.
Oh, really? That bad?
I could be. That's the prettiest, coolest shit they have and the rest is all filler, or if they fuck with the storyline too heavily, because the story's already written, motherfuckers. It's a 2.5 hour anime.
Yeah,
you can make a 2 hour film out of it.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people posting, like, wow, if people actually sticking to the source material for a movie based on something else. And I was like, yeah,
hold your
horses.
Yeah,
that was,
hold your horses.
We've
now
seen about a minute 45 of this flick, and I'm
honestly
sure they used the stuff that, you know, would get the nerds all bonered up for it.
Exactly. That's precisely where they're like, can we chalk together all the shit that they know personally, feed it to them,
yeah,
and then we'll really lay it
hook
on
them
the line that we are. Essentially,
them.
Yes, yeah. Essentially, just we're just butt fucking the story a bunch.
Yeah, just trying to make that dollar.
Yeah.
Did you see the Valerian trailer?
I did.
Wow.
Luke Besson, yeah.
Wow. That's probably one of the most, like, of course, Rogue One.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Yeah.
And I'm way stoked for that. But Valerian, I was like, dude, this looks so good.
Valerian is, I mean, dude, it's the dude who made Fifth Element.
Like, and Lucy.
Yeah, and Lucy.
Well, no, when I was watching the trailer, because I saw Doctor Strange the other day. We'll get to that later on in Weekly Recommendations. But I was watching the trailer, and it was like, from the visionary that brought you Fifth Element. You're like, oh, motherfuck,
oh,
yeah.
Shit.
And then, like, and Lucy, and it was gigantic. I was like, whoa.
Hey.
Guys.
Slow down. Don't. What?
You could have stopped at Fifth Element, honestly.
Yeah, you guys are kidding me, right?
No need to fucking be like, hey.
Just say, remember Fifth Element?
Yeah.
It's going to be like that.
It is. Lots of aliens.
And he's got a budget.
And it's based on a graphic novel, which I've never heard of before, Valerian. I mean, I think I've seen, like, the cover of it, but, like, I never read it. But, yeah, it looks really cool. And I love that actor. What's his name? Luke Besson?
Luc Besson's the director.
Oh, then who's the actor?
The actor's the kid who played fucking...
In Chronicle, yeah. What's his name?
I don't remember.
Look it up.
No!
Okay. I also saw the trailer for Wonder Woman. It seemed like a different one that was in the Doctor Strange one. I mean, it still looks like... It's wild. Like, she's riding that horse. I'm like, oh, it looks like Captain America riding that bike. And she's like, oh, I'm going to slide on the shield.
Why are Amazons getting hurt by bullets?
Another weird thing, yeah. On Themyscira, too, which is, like, their island. I figured that they were kind of, like, almost like gods there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. But then again, she does block all the bullets with her little wristbands.
No, but the one takes one to the stomach, and it's like, no!
But what I'm saying is that she blocks them with the wristbands, so obviously her armor isn't impenetrable to bullets. She blocks them. There's a reason for that.
But, I mean, she gets thrown through buildings by fucking Doomsday.
Yeah.
Like, through buildings.
But not bullets.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She can get stabbed.
I forgot. There's no rebar or
she
concrete.
She can take a hit. Just not any sharp objects.
So throwing her body through stuff is different than throwing a bullet through her body.
Now you're getting it.
Wow.
Now you're getting
it. Now I'm on par.
What other news you got, bud?
Sorry, that's more Ghost in the Shell.
Cool.
That kid's name is Dane DeHaan.
Yeah, I knew that.
Did you?
Yep.
Because you said shit. You didn't say a fucking word about it.
Yeah, Chronicle Boy. Yeah. Green Goblin. Hobgoblin, technically.
And,
but he did play the Green
he's
Goblin.
In a movie with Robert Pattinson where he plays James Dean.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that.
I know you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, also, I painted a picture.
What?
In recent news.
Oh, my God.
I painted a picture of a Deathly Hallows triangle, and it was like multicolored. You saw it.
I did.
And it sold at auction.
How much?
It sold for... $1 million, probably like $50.
Wow, sick. What auction?
It was for my friend's mom, because she's sick, and so she had like a party and an auction.
Oh,
like
so you're not seeing a dime of it.
For her. No, it's a donation to a charity.
Huh.
Wow.
I'm just...
You have the same response certain other people did, and I think it's really like gross that people were just like, so wait, you're telling me I get no money for any of this shit?
Wait, people at the auction said that?
No.
Okay, I was about to say.
Other people in my life are like, you're just giving that away?
Behind closed doors, I'm like, okay.
The fuck you doing, bro?
Well, then honestly, you should start doing more of those, because obviously they sell.
Well,
just start saying they're all proceeds go to charity and just start winning your own name.
Oh, wow. The St. Jude Anthony's Fund?
You don't have to make it St. Jude Anthony. You could just be like St. Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking asshole, St. Jude Anthony.
What are you looking up? If you're looking up fucking weird porn again while we're fucking recording.
Because that's usually what I do on this show.
Yeah.
No.
Triple boob girls.
Yeah, dude. No. So, Harry Potter, and what's it called?
Fantastic Beasts, Where to Find
Them. Where to Find Them. 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, dude.
Yeah, but someone else told me I was getting really bad critic reviews.
But Rotten Tomatoes is all critic reviews before it comes out.
I thought Rotten Tomatoes was a mix of...
It is, once the movie comes out. It has an audience and then the certified fresh.
Oh, well, then the person that said that's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Call them out. I'm kidding, don't.
I'm not.
I'm stoked. That came out to... inside jokes with Tony and Paul.
Quit laughing it up and looking at my dick.
Yeah, it's so funny looking. excuse me.
Looks like a pretzel.
It really does. I can't believe you can tie it up like that. So, yeah, no, I'm really excited to see that. It came out today, son.
Yeah.
Today.
Wait, it's out?
Yeah.
I can go watch Wizards today?
Yes, you can. And you're off to... Fuck.
Oh, man. You need to go fuck yourself and not go to work and be like, fuck you, bros.
Can't not do that.
Wizarding time! I'll give you the $12 you're going to make, so then you can...
No, I've made like $120 in the past 2 days.
That's not going to happen.
It might. But yeah, no, I need money because I spent all of it while Leota
was gone.
I'll
give you $60 to hang out with me.
Done and done. I'll call off right now.
Could you fathom if I ever paid you $60 for anything?
I couldn't imagine anyone paying me $60 just to hang out with them. I'd be like, something's
wrong
with you.
I would expect some sort of like...
blowjob.
Penetration allowance.
Yeah. On my end, right?
Yeah, like any of your holes.
Yeah, it's not like I get to have the fun. I gotcha. do you have any other news?
This just in, Paul's G-spot is in his butthole.
Yep, who would have known?
What else did I do? I'm trying to think. A little more personal. So you went on tour.
Yeah.
And you got drunk for 9 whole days straight.
Yeah.
And you ate nothing but, what, Hornell chili and fucking
No, I didn't eat any chili. I did have some pee.
Yeah.
But no, I When we were in Vermont, I got to go to a whiskey tasting, which was really cool. Ooh. It was made out of all maple trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was called Sapling. Like, that's the thing. It's like Vermont made. We went to the actual distillery. On the other side, they had a complete art gallery, all glass, and they had the blowing room. You could go in, and they had little theater seats. You could sit down and pet a dog and watch them blow glass.
What?
Yeah, and this, and it was insane, dude. They had this, like, huge, like, kiln or whatever fucking heats up the glass and shit, and they were just sticking it in there, and then she was making this piece. She's like, yeah, this piece usually goes for $800 once it's finished and shit like that. Like, they've been doing it for years.
It's, I would have just stayed there.
It's all based in Vermont and stuff, and then we went to a really cool diner there. Vermont was, like, my favorite part of it, I think. Atlantic City was really cool going on the boardwalk as well, and so we saw the Trump casino.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was neat. We didn't get to gamble at all, though. The band that we were with, Lift Tom Lift, they gambled all their money away.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Isn't that always fun when you watch someone else just fucking crumble?
Well, no, we just saw them later, and they're like, yeah, we lost it all.
Uh-huh.
They're good dudes. I like
There's very, like, few things that can kind of as quickly crush you as gambling something like $100, $200, $300 away.
Yeah, like, I think they were only doing, like, 50. Still.
Fuck, man. It's still, if you're like, that's my budget. Yeah, you hit that budget and you just die out. You're like, oh,
I've never gambled.
$50. It sucks.
I've only played lottery like 3 times.
I gamble with lives. I don't gamble with money.
What, like when you drive?
No, like danger, like fucking, like when I'm in the, like when I'm in like a cage fight. Like,
you're never in a cage
to
fight.
To the death, kind of thing.
You're like, I gamble with my life when I see
when I do my Thunderdome.
When I see a tall hill at Goodyear, and I'm when like, I'm, all right, here we go.
No, dude,
this might be it.
When I'm in Mortal Kombat,
yep,
and we're going to Otherworld,
Outer world,
yeah.
God damn.
Sorry, dude. I got a lot of concussions from all the killing I've been doing.
Yeah, yeah. Scorpion really got you last time, didn't he?
Who would you be if you were in Mortal Kombat?
Ooh.
Good one.
That's a good one. I like that. I mean, like
all of them.
Yeah. Aesthetically, or move based.
What?
Like, the look of them or their actual, like, talents. Because you know that there's
who
people...
Who they are and then who you, like, would like the movesets.
So, like, it's a combination of both.
You could combo up.
No. I'm saying it's like I have to find the perfect character then. Do you know yours offhand? Probably Jade, right?
No, it's not Jade, all right? Who's yours? Fucking Goro's wife?
Yeah.
Horo or whatever her name is.
I feel like yours is Katana, right?
No, it's not Katana. Why do you think I'm all these fucking hot Asian chicks with fucking blades?
You're always hot Asian chicks with blades whenever you play these games.
Soul Calibur, I'm Talim.
Yeah.
That would have been a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But it's not who I resonate with as a character.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not move-based then.
No, I said if you want, you could pick who you're move-based attracted to and then also who you're like character attracted to.
Right on.
To.
Okay, so... move based, probably like either Scorpion or Cyrax. I like both those. These are quick and shit. Like the Rain was really tight too.
I like Smoke.
Smoke's rad. Yeah. No, Noob Saibot as well, named after the creator.
Yeah.
Boon. But yeah. So like move wise, I usually play with Scorpion and stuff like that. But actually, and character. I mean, he's from hell.
He is from hell.
Scorpion's rad. Sub-Zero has a really cool fucking backstory, too, like with this clan and like him hating like Scorpion and all that shit. Like, that stuff's rad.
One of my favorite combos, probably both. Like,
Liu Kang's fucking...
Yeah. The way he fights and the way he looks, Cabal is...
Cabal is sick.
Fucking yeah. Awesome.
And I love Baraka, too, because he did like that super fast shit. Now, if you were in DC's Injustice, who would you be?
Lobo.
Really?
Yeah.
Just cruising on your motorcycle, yep. Flick somebody off, shoot him in the face with a shotgun. That is your MMO. It's basically Tony to a T right there.
Yeah. Mad Tony. Like, yeah, that'd be fine.
I'd be the Flash.
Would you?
Yeah.
All right.
All speedy.
Character-wise, too, all fucking nerdy and...
Yeah,
fucking,
just a dick.
Just a little whiny
dick. He's not really a whiny dick. I feel like Green Lantern's more of like the whiny dick. I get Flash does have that a little bit.
They both are bros like that.
But... Flash, like his move in Injustice where he goes around the world and then punches you in the back of the head. That's so fucking cool.
Alright, so now that we're going to talk about Injustice, what about Soul Calibur?
Killick.
Oh,
sure.
You're just Killick.
Hands down.
Every day, all day.
All right. Character-wise, Siegfried. Playing-wise, Killick. Eh. I love Siegfried, so fucking cool. Him and Nightmare, like that fucking, like... dichotomy between the two. Yeah. I love those two characters. But, like, Killick, when I play with him... Actually, who's the dude with the nunchucks?
Oh, shit. Maxi.
Maxi, yeah. Maxi and Killick were, like, my two favorites.
Talim, obviously, is number one for movesets because I clean the map up.
How often...
clean the fucking board.
How often did you jerk off to her on the choose character screen?
Oh, dude, I would pick different outfits and I'd go, huh, dude, win, give me your power.
Did you ever just let her get beat up so you could jerk off to her getting moaning?
No, nope, I really wouldn't fucking say I do that, no.
You
God
said that on
it.
One of the podcasts, I remember that.
No, it was the sound that Natalia made.
Yeah, would you just shoot her?
With fucking invincibility.
And fucking...
I'm not a monster, I shot her in her foot.
Just a rumble pack on your fucking balls.
Wow! Oh, classic.
We are back.
Listen,
man.
Talim,
yeah.
Moveset, and I'd beat the fuck out of you with
yeah,
whoever you
Talim's
pick.
Rad.
I'm the Connor fucking.
What about Ivy? Were you good with her too? Ivy?
I was no good with Ivy or fucking Valdo.
Valdo, man.
But
yeah,
I like Valdo.
Marilyn Manson, motherfucker. Yeah, you would.
But.
You're all into that
I'm
SMN
trying to think,
shit.
Who the fuck is. No, Yoshimitsu is Tekken.
Yeah,
jumping
Yoshimitsu.
Jumping around on
yep.
a sword.
Mm-hmm. But. There is a dude.
Where's Mitsurugi?
That might be it.
He's like just a fucking straight up samurai.
I don't know, man. We're going like
we're going pretty hard back too, because these are like
not only that, like we're not looking any of this shit up, which is weird.
No,
of us.
We're just dude. We're on the fly, like from the hip. Like I'm like the Conor McGregor of Soul Calibur when I'm using Talim.
Yeah, I feel that. Let's see. I'm not gonna go through all these. Fuck them. I like the pirate too. His name's
Cervantes.
I'm Cervantes. Yeah,
I saw the preview for that new Pirates.
Oh yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean. What'd you think?
I mean, I like Javier Bardem.
Now that's the dude from No Country, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that
Tell
too.
Him death comes
can,
for.
Can
him.
You do that for me? Can you do that?
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought that he looks cool as fuck too, and like all that black shit coming
Capitan
out of his mouth.
Salazar.
Yeah, I don't like that little kid that is in that movie. He was
that's
in...
That's his son, right?
Who, Johnny Depp's?
No, that's supposed to be fucking Will's son. Like, Will Turner's
yeah,
son.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. It made me want to rewatch the Pirates movies, because I'm like, I have no idea what
the first
fuck.
One's fucking super fucking solid.
I have all of them. We can start fucking nerding out every night and watch them.
I mean, dude, I have no night plans from, like, 9 to midnight.
From now until ever, so...
Yeah, I don't want a girlfriend. We can do this.
Let's do it, man. Pirates every day!
Is Woo! It weird that I'm 30 and don't want a girlfriend still?
No, because it's the... 2016 year now, and you don't need that anymore. You can just jerk off to internet porn and go about your day.
But I like
jerking off to internet porn.
Well,
I know.
No, I like having people touch my penis, and like I like having people around.
Yeah. Well,
like I like friends.
Yeah.
And I also like having sex with humans.
Okay.
Like females and stuff.
Yeah.
But I am at a loss when it comes to like commitment and how to start it, or who I pick, or how they pick me.
I totally get it, man. I've been a relationship fucking road dog.
You were fucking like straight up like
yeah. I was
pop. Don't go to bed alone ever.
Yeah, yeah. No, I need a girl, something to lead me in the right direction.
I keep my heat low because they keep me warm.
Yeah, I wasn't actually cheap. I was just lonely. No, yeah, I really think that, like, in today's day and age, I think it's more about the selfishness of a person, and you can't really share a life with somebody when you want to just do your own thing all the time, you know?
Yeah,
that's why I'm
but
saying...
But my things are so simple. I find a girl that's like, oh, you want to fucking lounge around, work on projects, and, like, hang out with friends twice a week, and then go to work and nothing else?
And then hang out with her every other day?
I would say once a week.
That's not a girlfriend.
Come on.
That's literally not a girlfriend.
Isn't it?
That's probably why you don't have one.
God damn it.
I'll give you that.
Fuck.
We cracked that code.
Why? Because that's not enough interaction?
That might not be for most humans. No, like once a week and then... I mean, maybe she could do a long-distance relationship.
What about...
That'd probably be good for you.
What about 3 times a week?
Yeah, that's decent.
That's
but
a normal
three
amount.
Time, I bet you will probably end up being like 6.
But then I wouldn't want... I think yeah. I'm scared of that.
Yeah, exactly. It goes down... I don't know. Who knows? Maybe now that you're older
but
shit...
I'm not mean. I'm just...
Yeah.
Scared.
Yeah. I'm frightened. I'm sorry. It was
don't play
Adele
Thomas or anything
Giles.
Like
it was
that.
Thomas Giles. I don't have a soundboard or anything. This is weird. It's like a bare bones... this feels nice. I like this.
What?
Well, it's just me and you talking. It's not me on my computer like, let me look it up, Tone. I don't know what's happening.
Hang on a sec.
Yeah, it's that loud. Fuck off.
It is. Every time it's clack, 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 clack.
Yeah, man. I mean, we just went down a weird path. But yeah,
no.
I don't think it's weird that you're 30 and don't have a girlfriend nor want one. I think it's very healthy.
It's not a weird path. This is human essence, dude. This is what I Can't Read is all about.
Yeah, yeah.
Not talking about weird pop culture horse shit.
No, it's being
fighting
lonely
with each other. Yeah. It's about talking about our sad loneliness, dude.
Yeah. Well, are you? But you're not sad.
I'm not lonely or sad.
Yeah.
No.
You're not lonely?
I mean, I'm always. I've been lonely forever. Yeah. So
it's just like a kind of like a car in neutral.
Yeah, I've always just been rolling down the hill of like nothingness forever alone.
I'd say you're neutral, but on flat ground.
I think I'm a little tilted towards the edge of a cliff that I'm going to fall off of impendingly. Soon.
That's fair.
Pretty soon.
That's fair.
I think I got about 10 good years in me left before I just...
So you hit 40.
Really lose it.
Hit 40, then you hit drive and just drive right off.
Oh,
that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I fucking put it into fourth. Pop!
All right, well, okay. So we don't have a genre five this week. Do you have any more news?
I just love how you're like... This is too awkward. I can't even talk about
it. No, not
this
at
stuff.
All. We dug deep into that, I feel.
We can go dick to dick, but we can't talk about this.
Yeah, we can dick doc on the podcast. I'm fine with that. I told you millions of times.
I don't have any more real news. That's why I was just trying to fill time, because I want to give the listeners a good load of us.
Well, they
you
got
know?
A solid 21 minutes of it, so I'm sure they're
just,
fucking like, oh, please talk about something
no,
else other than yourself.
I want to give them a good hot load of us.
Why did the little one drink pee? I still don't
right
understand.
Right in the mouth.
All right.
This has been so fun.
Let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. Me and you watched Trick or Treat.
Yeah. It's awesome.
We rented it. Yeah, I was actually really impressed with it. It was a great Halloween flick. Even actually, you know what? It passes Halloween as just a movie. Not the movie Halloween, but
I would watch that in June.
Yeah, definitely. Or like during Christmas. Why not?
Fuck a day.
But yeah, no, it's the opening credits I really dug. The whole comic book like thing of it, and then like I thought it was an anthology, but it's more like a whole bunch of shit's just happening in this town with one thing kind of tying it together.
Yeah,
like Crash.
Yeah, a fantastic film.
Not the Dave Matthews Band song.
No, the fucking film that won an Oscar or whatever.
Into me, I
come. You have some sort of Asperger's. It's something. It's not autism, but it's some sort
no,
of.
No,
like
Asperger's is a form
mild.
Of autism.
No, a mild version of Asperger's.
How many deep impacts would you give Trick or Treat?
I
gave
I would
it seven,
give it eight.
Wow.
It's one of my favorite fucking... It's a classic. It's fun.
A classic?
A classic. It feels classic. That's the thing.
If I would have saw that when I was eight, yeah.
Yeah.
But you saw it when you were 30.
Like classic. Yeah. But I felt like it was made when Goonies was.
Okay.
Mm. Mm.
All right.
No?
What did you... Oh, I guess that was both ours. I watched Troll Hunter for the first time.
Yeah.
Fucking loved it.
Way to take your time.
9 out of 10 deep impacts. The movie's great.
Magnet Films is great.
Oh, my God. It's so fucking cool. The CG in it is actually really well done as well.
Dude, it's so scary. Those things are fucking monsters.
So cool. Yeah, they're trolls.
Yeah. Big giant trolls.
Yeah.
And power lines are just fences to hold them.
Oh, who would have thought?
Yep.
Yeah, I got way stoned and I slipped up there.
Oh, whoopsie doozies.
Yeah, that'll be. I got weight. No.
Everyone knows you.
I imbibe.
Everyone
yeah.
knows your pothead.
Yeah. But no, I had a blast with that. That's still on Netflix, too. You should definitely check it out if you have not seen it. It is a lot of fun. You got to read a little. You got to read.
It is a Dutch film.
Yeah. No, it's Norwegian.
Scandinavian.
Norwegian?
It is Icelandic.
Maybe that.
It is.
Stop saying
this. I could guess all kinds of shit.
Go ahead, Tone. Hit me with a movie.
Oh, I fucking saw all of season one of Penny Dreadful.
Oh, how'd you like
I
it?
I give it 9.5 deep impacts.
Dude, it's good, right?
9.5 deep impacts, motherfuckers.
And they just put that shit on Netflix. I watch it on Showtime anytime, but they just put it on Netflix. I think all three seasons,
all three.
Right? Yeah, dude, it is fucking cool.
It's going hard.
Cool fucking show.
I think Victor Frankenstein and his monster are two of my favorite characters of all time.
Do you know what Penny Dreadful is?
What a Penny Dreadful is? Yeah. Like the little fucking like dollar comics.
Yeah.
About, like, yeah.
Is that
all
sick?
About like stories of like fucking like
legends?
Exactly.
Yeah. Frankenstein. Yeah. Yeah. It's all like mythology and shit like that. I thought that was a really neat name for it. But yeah, it's really
fucking
evil.
He was like, it's already
evil.
In the Penny Dreadfuls, like hearing about like a slaughter at the docks or whatever.
Yeah. Almost like a tabloid, but a comic strip. So you like it?
Yes.
Who's your favorite character in it?
Fuck, that's hard because I really like Victor.
Victor's super cool.
But I also really like fucking Ava Green's character. Oh my God, I get their fucking names mixed up. Who's not it? His daughter, not Mina. The main girl is possessed.
The main person of the entire series. Yeah.
She is. Do you call her the main character?
Yeah, definitely.
Over Josh Hartnett?
Vanessa.
Vanessa.
Yeah, definitely. And you'll see, like, the whole thing revolves around her, I feel like. Yeah, like, it's kind of like her journey with these people kind of, like, bumping into her. I really like the monster.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, he is such a...
He's cool.
Unique...
Well, you said Victor.
I like Victor and his monster.
Okay, right on.
His whole... With him,
the
thing.
First, like, I think it's the first episode when Victor makes the first, like, well, you think the first monster?
Yeah.
Woo! That shit is so cool. If you haven't seen Penny Dreadful, you have to check it out. Like, just for that fucking fact alone, it'll blow your mind. But yeah, Penny Dreadful is rad. I definitely, that first season was really, really strong. Second season is really good. Probably like a 7 or an 8. And then third season, I'd give like a 6 or 7.
Fuck.
Definitely, deteriorates after time. Let's see what else we saw. I'm glad that you're watching that though, man.
Yeah.
I'm actually turning you on to shit finally.
You did this to me.
Penny Dreadful and Mr. Strange and Dr. Norrell or whatever.
Oh, so good.
Dude, that show's so good. I think about that a lot, honestly. Like, I'm just like, that show's so fucking rad. Like, Strange was such a cool character. Speaking of Dr. Strange, dude, let's do it.
Yeah, I saw Dr. Strange.
Give me your impacts now.
8.5.
I give it a 9.5.
I know.
Out of 9.5.
It still had its cheekiness that I'm fine with.
Yeah,
it was less Thor 1 or Thor 2-ish. You know what I mean?
Oh, I felt like, you know what I mean? The like explanation...
Really was going towards Civil War style. Like,
yeah, but I also felt like the explanation of like the things that they were doing and shit like that was so well done. That movie was so fucking cool to watch. And I fucking... I dare you to see it not stoned and fucking love it. but yeah, no, it's great. It's fantastic. I really regretted not seeing it in 3D and not fucking smoking the fattest blunt of my life before it.
3D?
Oh, it would have taken me to a new
3D?
Place. Oh, yeah. I heard a lot of people
That's
be like...
That's a DMT vortex.
Dude, I heard a lot of... Yeah, honestly, I heard a lot of people were like, I really wish I would have, like, saw it in 3D.
Fuck.
I heard a lot of people say they wish they would have saw it stoned as well.
All I was gonna say was...
I want to see it again. I wanted to walk around, just grab another ticket, and go back in. I didn't. I did do
a fake laugh. Once during the movie.
What?
I was with Dan and Nikki.
Yeah.
When I knew what was coming, and fucking Mordo was like, oh, it's the Wi-Fi password. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Really loud.
I gave that part's in the trailer, so don't say Tony spoiled it.
I'm sorry I gave away the one-liner.
Don't you
about
fucking
Wi-Fi
tweet
password.
Us at I can't read, EYECANTREAD.
We know you wouldn't, but don't do it.
Yeah, you better not. I don't want to hear none of that bullshit. Honestly, follow us.
EYECANTREAD. Thank you. Please.
At that.
Paul will fuck you.
Oh, I will. I'll give you a handy over the internet.
You know it's all dudes, too.
I don't mind. I fucking absolutely loved it. Benedict Cumberbatch was fantastic. McAdams fucking killed it. Is that her name?
She's wonderful. Yes.
Yeah, their relationship together. There's a scene in his apartment that fucking, like, I was like literally like, holy shit, this is really like well done. Really well acted. And Benedict Cumberbatch really gives a great performance during it, and I feel like he was the best candidate for that role.
He looks like him, too.
Insanely.
Looks like him a lot.
Yeah.
And, dude... There's this one sweet part where this thing goes on this dude and it locks him up. And I thought that was one of the coolest fucking looking things ever.
Yeah, there's a lot of just
a lot of stuff. And it's like, it feels like Harry Potter because shit comes to life.
It's rich. Like, it's rich in its mysticism and its things that like happen. Like they, if you just don't fucking watch it.
I have a teeny little qualm.
Okay.
Which is certain places in the film were real easy to like beat the fuck up out of. Like they ran up on places and I was like, it's that easy? It's that easy to run up on some places in this movie.
Are you talking about the things that are guarding?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what's up, librarian? Like,
yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah. What do you do?
So, giving absolutely nothing away. Go fuck yourselves. Go watch the movie. Fuck you.
Yeah. It's good, though, dude. It's real good. Yeah, no, I fucking super enjoyed it. I was so happy that I got to see it. It came out fucking like while we were out on the road, mm-hmm. and TR refused to let me go watch it.
Man.
He's like, we don't have time. I'm not going to lose you for 2 hours while you go see your fucking little comic book movie.
Lose
like,
you for 2 hours? What do you gain by having you around?
Honestly, they hate having me around because I just drink coffee and kick their seats like a 4-year-old.
Wow, what the fuck would you... I'd say, go, little child, play in the highway.
Yeah, I'm like, Glenn.
Oh, my
kicking
God.
Kicking the back of their seats like a fucking shitty airplane ride.
Seriously, though?
I'm just trying to get out of the van so I just be as annoying as possible. All right, so I saw The Right.
With Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah, it's the like possession movies and Exorcist, and but like he might have some demons of his own.
He might be a demon himself.
Who knows? The darkness runs deep. I don't know, like 4 or 5 days ago.
Oh,
yeah, it was Monday, I want to say. So yeah, 4 days ago, because I watched all of Westworld, the 2 episodes that I missed, which.
Fucking A, that show is so fucking good.
Holy shit, episode 6 and 7 are so rad. If you're not watching that, you are really fucking yourself up. But yeah, so I was just like, I really want to watch more Hopkins, and I saw that he was in it, and it was suggested to me from watching like Da Vinci Code or some bullshit.
Yeah.
And I checked it out, and I actually enjoyed it pretty thoroughly. The main actor is all right. Like, the guy that's like, I'm a skeptic, but I'm going to fucking Rome to learn about exorcisms.
Yeah.
And then he hooks up with Hopkins, and then he's like, yo, check out these frogs.
Jenkins, like, heading to the Vatican.
I don't give a shit. They just keep calling him the American, which I felt fucking really hated for. I give it like a 6.5 Deep Impacts. It's not bad. I'd probably rewatch it if someone was like, hey, this is on, and pick all
right. Right.
I mean, I just love Hopkins is great in it. Like, he's good in anything.
Yeah. I also saw Into the Inferno.
Ooh.
It is a documentary.
Dante's Inferno.
By Werner Herzog.
Mm-hmm.
Not Dante's Inferno at all. It is actually about actual fucking volcanoes. And Werner Herzog's guy who did like Grizzly Man. And he is a very, very fucking like.
Is that dude dead?
No. Timothy Treadwell, the guy from Grizzly Man, is dead.
Oh, okay.
Werner Herzog directed.
Gotcha.
The documentary about him after he died. This one's about him just talking to people that have either died, like all the people he talked to had friends that died by volcanoes. And this is the craziest part. None of them got hit by fucking lava.
Was it smoke?
It was that fucking like, I forget what it's called. It's like called like a blobbity blah cloud that comes down first. A blobbity blah cloud that comes down first. It's a weird name, man.
You watch these documentaries and literally they're nothing.
That was a really scientific word.
And then you bring it to the table. And
I'm not
like,
bringing it to the table. I just want
right
to tell
here.
You about the death.
Table right in front of us.
This is a shit table for shitheads.
Wow, man. I really like this card table. I wanted to put our logo on it, but fuck you now, man. It's
well,
gonna
fuck
be a,
you now, too, dude.
It's going to be a picture of me.
Oh, we could draw on it.
No, it's my mom's. No,
well,
yeah,
fuck,
we can.
She wants it back? When?
Yeah, I already told her I burnt it.
On your 31st birthday?
That's 2 years from now. I'm sad.
You're old.
So you liked it.
So, yeah, but people died just by these fucking like 400 mile an hour blah 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 smokes that came before the volcanic before the actual lava and the ash. It came down and it just sculled you to death instantly.
That's fucked up. So it's just like that hot, like, so it's like steam.
Yeah, it's almost like fucking, yeah, it's like concentrated dirt and steam.
Okay, I'm not trying to act like an asshole.
Yeah,
but I'm getting volcanic gas.
No, asshole, I'm not trying to be an asshole.
It's I'm just saying.
Volcanic gas.
I'm seeing if there's a weird word.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Talk.
Magmatic?
No, talk.
Low temperature.
Just talk.
Non-explosive?
I hate you.
Sensing?
I hate you.
I'm just saying, but I think you might have. Did you mess up volcanic gas? Did you not?
Wow, I found it right here. Pyroelastic flow.
You couldn't remember that?
I couldn't remember. pyroelastic flow clouds.
For those of you listening, you had to look back at his phone.
You know what I also had to do was type in volcano clouds and got it first thing, you moron. You're over there reading 90 other words.
No, dude, I looked
up. Would you look at a children's book, volcanoes and stuff?
Yeah. What'd you do? No, I said, what is the smoke from a volcano called?
Yeah.
Volcanic
pyroclastic
gas.
Flows steep, like come down the mountain first. So that's what you see.
Yeah.
Coming out, that's what kills people.
Oh,
like,
right on.
95% of the time.
Is that what happened in the shadow Pompeii?
In Pompeii, yeah. The whole city was like engulfed by that. And
by
it
that.
Sears your skin, melts you.
Oh, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
What's that called? Into the Inferno?
Into the Inferno.
Netflix?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Everybody, don't go watch that. I'm kidding. Watch it. Tony's got a great taste. I rewatched No Country for Old Men. Revisited some movies.
Oh, you did, huh? Wait, you watched No Country for Old Men?
Yeah, because you had just recently watched it, and I was like, I should rewatch it again.
Dude, you really should. You should always do things I do, because I'm awesome.
Just not with you, right?
No, because we never want to hang out, because you're a fucker.
Well, yeah, because this motherfucker's always trying to talk to you in the movie, and be like, yo, I'm going to make some jokes. I'm like, save it for the podcast. He's like, why are you always fucking mean to me?
No, yeah, because you're always a piece of shit. Like, I can't watch anything with you, because you're like, hey, save it. Save it. We don't live real lives. We just live for the cast.
Yeah. Live by the cast, motherfucker. I got that tattooed on my chest.
Live by the cast.
Yeah.
Break your fucking chest bone.
Of course, it was great. Thanks for reminding me that was on Netflix. I did check out Nightcrawler for the first time, though.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that movie was fucked up good.
Jake's a monster.
Like, really fucking good. Oh, by the way, how many deep impacts would you give Into the Inferno?
Oh, 8.
8? Okay. I give No Country 9.5. I give Nightcrawler, honestly, 9.
Yeah.
Like, if not, I don't know. I could rewatch. Dude, he is a fucking creep show in that fucking yep. flick. That's on Netflix, too. It's an independent film, and Jake Gyllenhaal just acts his fucking ass off. He is so good. Yeah. When he's talking down to that, like, his assistant,
yeah,
he's like, I'm not going to lie. I'm really happy that you've been, like, doing well, you've been asserting yourself, but if you leave gas on my car one more time, it's gonna eat the fucking paint. I'm gonna fucking fire you. Okay, awesome, thank you so much, I'll talk to you later. Like, the way that he just dresses people down.
Yeah,
but he's just like a thief, shitty person.
Yeah, just a little like scummy monster.
The whole premise of it is that he becomes a news, like, caster, kind of. Not a newscaster, what's the word I'm looking for? They call them a nightcrawler.
Like an ambulance chaser.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So he has a camera, he has a police scanner, he hears something happening, then he goes up and films it, sells it to a news station.
Yeah.
And then you just see him develop these relationships and how conniving and manipulative he is. Oh, it's so fucking fantastic. Watch
Slash,
it now.
Like, starts like doing, yeah.
Yeah. Don't get that away.
Yeah, he's a monster. Yeah, yeah. He's a fucking asshole. Watch
There's it. Some things in it that are, you're like, well, that's not morally correct. But
he's
yeah,
bad dude.
I was about to talk about Imperium if you wanted to.
Oh no, I also watched a documentary called Birth of Saki. It wasn't that good. It's all in Japanese.
Oh, what's that about?
It's about making sake.
Oh, Get Out.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Why the fuck did you watch that?
Sakatumi.
What a bad joke. So Sakatumi.
Sakatumi. Oh, just turn it off now.
Yeah,
people.
Go burn books now.
I was like a 6. I was just bored. I like a lot of those process documentaries, and those are like some of my bread and butter.
I know. I need to watch that sushi one.
Yeah. Fucking Jiro Dreams of Sushi. Yeah, nothing yeah. like this one.
Yeah, I heard that was really good.
This one has no characters. It's just a filming of a company that makes sushi.
Oh, so it's like how it's made, but not as cool and not 15 minutes long. So me and Tony watched Imperium.
Yeah.
With Daniel Radcliffe.
And, well, we could just talk about them both, actually.
Yeah, we watched Imperium and X-Men Apocalypse, but, I mean, we don't have to talk about them simultaneously, you fuckhead.
I'm just saying, move it along. All right. Pop wants to talk about Robin Hood.
Okay, right on. I got two more. Hold on. We'll, then
you
we'll hold off
more?
On Imperium. Yeah, I watched Old School. It was held up well. Okay, no, I don't.
dude, it held up well. Moving on.
No, honestly, like, fucking, I really wish that Luke Wilson would get more jobs, because he's, like, a better Owen Wilson.
I wish Luke Wilson would try harder. Because he used to be the better of those two.
Yeah. He's
now,
really...
Luke. It's funny. Luke Wilson used to be in more of Wes Anderson's films. Now,
yeah.
Owen Wilson was in his more recent films.
Yeah.
Just because Luke's not... doesn't want to give it anything. He's like, dude, it's cool. I got money.
Good for him, man.
Yeah. He's just like, I'm just going to be chill cucumbers. Like him and Keanu, dude.
That's obviously like... Keanu's still working his dick off.
Keanu never wants to not work. Dude, he's a fucking survivor, dude. What a champion.
Okay.
What a hero.
Put your dick away.
God
Jesus
damn,
Christ.
I'm hard right now. Yeah. I went from 6 to noon for him. And Paul's smacking his pussy lips around.
Yep. I was doing the old poots. No, but yeah, Old School. That's probably one of my favorite Vince Vaughn's
yeah.
ever.
Yeah, it is a real perfect Vince
He's
Vaughn.
Fucking great. That's how I found out about Vince Vaughn. I know him like a late adopter. I can't believe you didn't see,
yeah.
what was it, Bottle Rocket? Was that him? No, it was Swingers.
Swingers.
I can't believe you didn't see Swingers, you fucking idiot. You call yeah. yourself a fucking movie podcast, don't you just suck a dick. Okay, I get it.
I get right? it. Okay.
Guess what? Fucking there wasn't robots in it, so I didn't check it out.
I didn't even want to check it out.
But yeah, Old School. I don't know, that came out in the time of like when comedies were really, really good.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just because like they were starting to break that barrier of like, wow, this is super raunchy and fucked up. At the same time, I guess like Porky's and shit like that, like an Animal House,
it was
like
just
they
different.
Existed.
Like, yeah, watching like fucking.
But I guess that was like our generation's like Superbad, Old School, Step Brothers, Talladega yeah. Nights, Walk Hard. Like those were the ones that resonated so much with us, like as they
and
did
that's
for
like
where, Porky's
like, Caddyshack and Stripes.
Yeah.
And it was just a different generation. But you watch Stripes, it's like fucking like tons of titties. Tons of Bill Murray's just making fucking sex jokes.
Dude, I love 80s titties.
Talking about drugs, huh?
I love 80s titties.
Honestly, Stripes is the movie for you. If you've never seen it, It's got fucking
I don't think I have.
It's got Igor and Bill Murray. And they quit the army. They try to like escape the army with these two chicks and like hold up in like Brazil or Berlin. And they just want to fuck chicks. Like, just want to hang out with these two MP girls. And they're like, fuck it. And then they, I mean, it's fucking hilarious.
Like, I don't know what it is about big hair and boobs, but I'm just like all about it.
They
do,
yeah. It's all the big hair and then like pretty natural boobies. Yeah.
I don't know why.
All over that movie.
Yeah.
From beginning to end, literally first scene. Yeah.
Tits, right on. Yeah. Cool. All right, so Imperium. So, old school. 8 out of 10 Deep Impacts. Great movie. Go watch it again now. Okay, so Imperium was with Daniel Radcliffe. It's an FBI agent that goes undercover to basically find this, like...
A bomb.
Yeah, a bomb, but it, I mean...
A dirty,
like,
bomb.
Yeah, this truck got, like, blown up or pushed out or some shit, and there was, like, 8 canisters, and, like, 2 were left, so there's 6 missing. And they're like, okay, we're gonna go after all the Muslims. This one chick's like, we should go after these white supremacists, like Timothy McVeigh, like, and all these, like, types. Like, they, like, those dudes were white supremacists, so let's get somebody in there, and that's the whole thing, is, like... He goes in there and tries to infiltrate them and, like, get to know them. It's a really cool character study of it. It's really fucked up how deep he goes in, based on true events, it said.
Apparently, yeah, from the 90s, I imagine.
I highly enjoyed it. It was really cool. Like, but it was really, like, I don't know, it's one of those movies that you watch and you're like, this feels, like, fucked up.
Well, it's alarming because there's so much skepticism and anger there's
a lot of racism in that movie. Like, it's like when you watch American History X, you're like, Jesus Christ.
Well, I would never... I guess if I thought of all the, like, if I thought of groups to hang out with, that one seems like the one that would be like, they're not going to want to hang out with. They're going to tell me to go fuck myself, like, right off the bat.
Mm.
Like, I see some skater punks. I'm like, I bet you I can go fucking, like, hand them a fucking ice cold pop and they'll hang out with me.
Yeah.
And those guys won. They'd probably be like, dude, like, what the fuck are you doing around here? Like, yeah. Go away. Just
call
go.
You a wop and fucking hit you with a baseball bat.
No, they like me, dude. I'm not that tan.
You just said...
I'm not, hey, I'm Mamma Mia.
I basically got, like, a meatball falling out of your pocket.
Hey, oh, shit, I found out. Goodbye. My name's Calzone Rigatoni. What the fuck?
I mean, John Smith.
But... the idea behind the whole film that
does that motherfucker have spaghetti hanging out of his back pocket?
Of course I do. Got parm in my hair. It's not dandruff.
How else am I supposed to have second lunch on the road?
Just like a mama made.
Go ahead.
So the idea that there are these little groups of everyone. Everyone has little groups like this, but then there's the true fucking believers.
Yeah.
The fucking action takers, and they, you don't see them. They're your neighbor. They're fucking hidden right there under your eyes.
In plain sight.
Yeah. And they're incredibly intelligent, and they're kind, and they see the world, but they know they don't want to shit on every fucking person that's different than them. They have a goal. It's so eerie because they're like, dude, I've planned this for 5-10 years.
Yeah.
I'm good.
There's a lot of, I don't know, like, just watch Imperium. It's really, really strong flick. You won't be like, oh, this is boring. It's very, like, suspenseful.
Yeah.
I give it, like, an 8.5.
Yeah, I give it an 8.
8.5. It's pretty good.
I wouldn't watch it again just because I get, it's kind of like, I...
In a couple of years, I probably would rewatch it. Yeah. I really dig Daniel Radcliffe's performance in it.
He goes from A to Z from his acting, that's for sure.
Yeah, and also, like, same thing with Horns. Like, Horns wasn't one that I was like, oh, I need to rewatch this right now. But I will rewatch that movie because I like his performance. Hell I just like watching that dude on screen. He's good.
Hell yeah, he impressed me this
and
time.
And to be able to fucking, like, rip the Harry Potter off of his face is insane because he was fucking Harry Potter. Yeah.
You still, dude, Rupert Grint's doing a good job of it. I think Emma is
She's in
a good
Valerian
job of it.
And in Beauty and the Beast coming up. And she was in fucking, what's that, End of the World movie? It's the End of the World or some shit like that. I can't remember. It was with fucking Seth Rogen.
Oh,
she played herself, though.
Yeah, she did play herself. But, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it.
This is the End.
This is the End, yeah. Because there was the other one that was with the dudes from, like, Hot Fuzz and shit. They had an End of the World movie, too.
Yeah, that was...
It was The Bar was the name hop, of it. Yeah, and I can't remember what it was called. I think it was, like, The End of the World. I don't know. Either way. But, yeah, Imperium was really cool. Then we watched X-Men Apocalypse.
I did watch Apocalypse. And, boy, oh, boy, is it...
They really like to tell you how they got their costumes.
It just really is. How did his hair go gray?
Yeah, well, guess what? Here it is.
How did... Did he put glasses on when? When did he do it, though?
Yeah.
I want to know when he got that pair of fucking shoes.
Like, they really take up the mantle of being like, hey, this is a prequel. Uh-huh. We need to explain why they look the way they do.
Did this woman get a haircut? When, though?
Yeah.
But when was it trimmed?
Was there a reason for it?
Was it trimmed by a ninja sword?
I bet there was. Yeah. Yeah. And then it never grew back, right? Okay. That makes sense for the comics. We need continuity, people.
Because the sword is it's an anti-growth sword. Blade cut.
Instead of trying to concentrate on like how the fuck they look the way they do,
I know.
Just have them do that and then tell a good story.
Or just, yeah, showing that, like when they show, what's her name in the first X-Men that gets
Rogue?
The white? Rogue. When Rogue gets her white,
and
the only actual reference to it is when Logan like touches it and he's like, looks good on you.
Yeah, well, and the fact that they show it turn white when she's in that fucking thing.
Same thing. Storm turning that color.
And that was cool by me. I was like, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I don't mind.
But they talk about this stuff too much. It takes too long.
Yeah, there's just certain things. It's like, oh, and that's why. They're like, so yeah, he's been the... They're talking about Apocalypse, and they're like, yeah. And then he brings the end times, and the dude's like, oh, like the Apocalypse. I'm like, oh!
Also, I think that they draw a little too much.
Who's fucking writing the shit?
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
From us, they're like, dude, if we show like a part where someone gets like really hurt and it loses all their hair, it's gonna be the greatest moment for these moviegoers.
Yeah.
Not really. I get where he's gonna go. I know how he could lose it over time naturally, and I wouldn't.
I thought
care.
He was just old.
He was old, dude.
Tony's talking about Professor Xavier. He loses his hair in a traumatic scene.
Oh, so a so fucking deep.
It's so weird how much these motherfuckers concentrate on hair in these movies. It's
these
so
fucking
wild,
hair people, dude. Growing it, cutting it,
making it different colors, dyeing it. Who gives a fuck?
Light it on fire. I don't know.
Fucking Sally Beauty in here.
Turn it blue. Whatever.
All right, I think that's all the week. What would you give it, though?
I would give that one a hot fucking, like, 5.5 or 6. That was...
Same here.
Chocked together.
I feel like First Class is where they peaked.
Especially when you... Yeah, you go from First Class, and then you go to even Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past is like a 7 for me.
I give it, like, a 7.5.
Yeah.
I liked...
It's fun. It's rewatchable. Yeah. I'll give it that.
Way more than
the
Apocalypse.
Continuity of these films don't make any fucking sense. That's my only thing. It's like,
and it's
okay,
a bummer. Yeah, when people met people in the first film,
but why? But like,
quite the same now.
If you're gonna do that, just tell stories. Don't put it in different times. Don't make it so I'm like, wait, am I? Because I like comics, and usually they have some form of continuity. Ow, my brain. Then my nose starts bleeding.
Yeah,
yeah, it sucks.
I know it is a bummer. Like it, I think when they were, I don't know what point it was that they were at. I guess it would have been when they did Days of Future Past. That they were probably like, oh, we really done twisted this shit up, didn't we?
Yeah, it would have made sense if they would have went back and like changed something, but like they didn't really do it. I don't know. It's fucking.
I know.
Weird. I understand that they did from the fuck it. I'm just gonna.
Could hurt your brain again. Dude.
I will. I will start bleeding out my nose. All right, go ahead, Tone. So you saw Test of Tony, Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Now is this Prince of Thieves?
Prince of Thieves.
Yeah. Okay.
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, your boy. And what's his face is in it too? Fucking Christian Slater, right?
Christian Slater is his son.
Yeah, and then who's
the bad dude from The Crow?
Wait, what?
The bad dude from The Crow that eats eyeballs.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Who was the... God damn it, fucking... hang on a second, I'm going to have to fucking go to my phone. Vamp Tone.
I'm not going to vamp. I do what I want. You can't tell me what to do. But
thank
Prince
you for
of
vamping.
Thieves is... A movie. Well, I'm doing the same thing you are, but you're Sheriff, asking me to vamp.
The Sheriff of Nottingham was Alan Rickman.
But goddamn it. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Morgan Freeman was in there, too. I forgot all about that.
He was Azeem.
Alan Rickman, yeah. Mm. Fuck.
Hello, Alan Rickman. It's Alan
How are
Rickman.
You doing?
Reminding you to pick up the groceries from the grocery store.
It's Michael Vincent that I was thinking of, though. What?
Yeah. What's up?
Or, sorry, Michael Wincott. He's in Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, my God. Put that
Shut
boner
up.
Away, Tony.
What?
I said, put your boner away. What?
Stop. Yeah, he was in The Crow. He was in Dead Man. He's old Bill in Westworld. I told you that he was the guy from The Crow. Damn, I'm, like, just so smart.
Yeah, you really like The Crow.
I can always tell a dude's face.
Yeah, from The Crow.
Out of a crowd, yeah. Any dude from The Crow, I know him.
Unfortunately, Brandon Lee died.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh,
too soon.
Yeah, you're right.
Harambe.
Okay, so tell me about Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
What?
Tell me about it.
Oh, it's all about Robin Hood.
Oh, okay.
It's very, very, very fucking, like, I think it's more 90s cheeky feeling than fucking, like, Last of the Mohicans and
wow.
Some of the other big fucking, like, movies of that time. Mm-hmm. It felt under budgeted.
Yo, you really?
And huge. Tried to be huge.
Well, did it have the same feeling as Waterworld? Or less?
Maybe it did. It felt no. Because
I was about to say, because
Waterworld had an incredible fucking.
We just rewatched Waterworld not that long ago, and I can tell you right now, it had scale, but at the same time, looked kind of bad.
But yeah, that's because they didn't have any budget for any kind of fucking like action. But the amount of time that went into their scenes and their fucking props and their set design,
yeah,
it's totally awesome looking world. This just kind of looked like the front face of a fucking couple castles, a little town square,
yeah,
some forests, lots of forests.
Yeah.
Like, because that's what they do, is it's all about them building a, some weird way, they're building a secret fucking town in the woods, but they're nomads.
Yeah.
So then now they're going to stay there, and then guess who shows up? Everyone.
Ah. Oh,
everyone shows up, Paul.
Who would have thought?
To me, it was a lackluster Robin Hood, yeah, and I think I might. And this, you know, people are probably going to shit on it. I think I like the fucking, God damn it, who directed it? Fuck it, the newer Robin Hood.
I didn't see that with Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
Is he in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that yet. I mean,
it's a different story. Every Robin Hood is a different story of him, and you can tell it 10 different ways.
I think I liked Men in Tights the best.
So you like more of the funny?
Actually, no. To be honest, I probably would like the Disney one.
All right, yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest. Remember that song?
Is that how it went exactly?
Something.
Wow.
I'll play it.
Nope. No, you fucking won't, you.
It's a good song, though. Yeah, no, so what'd you give it? I didn't watch it.
Fucking five. Like,
five?
Five.
Not watching it again?
No.
Okay.
That's the risk of Testatoni.
My mom and I went and saw that in theaters, and I guess like the opening scene has a lot of like fiery arrows, mm-hmm, and like a lot of shit. And yeah. I guess when it was like
you
all
pissed and shit yourself.
Yeah, when it was all well after that, when it was all said and done, I went like, whew, and like the whole theater was like, oh,
that fucker little up front,
that little dumb baby fucking got all scared.
Whew.
And that's when
I'm glad dance over. And then you got hit in the head with a fucking Cliff Bar.
Yeah, with the oh man, when I was watching Mortal Kombat with my mom. In theaters, I wore like baggy sweatpants and a tank top because that was like my thing back then because I wanted to be Liu Kang.
Yeah.
And I wore it to the theaters because I used to dress up a lot for movies.
Wow.
Yeah. We went and saw like Star Wars Episode 4 when they re-released it. I went as a stormtrooper, like the only one dressed up to Kent Theaters and shit like that.
Adorable.
All right. So, anyways, I'm in the theater and I'm like doing moves and shit in my seat. And you know how I flick pennies at people?
Yeah.
This dude fucking flicked a penny, hit me in the back of the ear. Started bawling my eyes out.
Some asshole's like, hey, fuck this kid, ping.
Because I kept like lifting my arms up like I was flipping people over me and probably just getting fucking in the way. And so he just like inflicted a fucking penny at me. Yeah.
Wow.
I deserved
it. What a fucking youth.
Yeah, I deserved
it. The things you remember.
Oh, dude, and then another time, I can't remember what movie it was, but I swallowed a popcorn kernel,
mm-hmm,
and it like cut all the way down the back of my throat. So the whole time I'm like, because I thought I had stuck in my throat, but it was just like the cut. I had to eat like ice cream and ice cubes for like fucking 3 weeks straight until it healed.
Holy shit.
All right, let's hop into movie of the week. Let's see here. We did The Awakening. Yeah, I actually really enjoyed this flick.
I think it's a Ty West film too. The Awakening. It honestly, like, I didn't know what it was going to be about because you think, you know, it's about a reformatory or a boys' school.
Yeah,
like who the fuck is there? Who is, you know, why is she there?
Yeah,
kind of stuff. And there really isn't much
why
to
they
it.
Why make this movie?
Why is it doing what it's doing?
There's probably people in it.
What is happening?
I bet there's they're in somewhere.
These are scenes.
There's probably a location.
Oh, Nick Murphy.
Yeah, okay.
Ty West does a lot of other stuff.
Right on.
I mean,
it's kind of like a ghost thriller, but yeah. she's a person that disproves poltergeists and like all that type of shit. So she has a bunch of machines and she comes there. When does it take place? Like,
is it 1900?
Yeah, no, isn't it like, was it that early? Let's be quiet.
Both look, 1921.
1921, okay.
England, though, so it's like 1900.
Yeah, yeah. Basically looks like fucking 1700s.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so she, like, goes and tries to disprove, like, there's a ghost at the school and stuff like that. She's actually a really good actress, too.
She is a fantastic actress.
And she's really good in this. And excuse me. There's a lot of good character development. Who's her love interest in it, Tony? Who's her love interest in it?
Oh, the fucking guy. I mean, I know the actor.
Oh, the fucking guy.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't remember his name. Robert Mallory.
Yeah.
Fuck, brother. Like, I would have been like, yeah, classic Robert Mallory. Well, I'm also going to spoil it. I give it like a fucking 6.5.
He was in The Wire. That's why I liked it.
I didn't watch The Wire, so fuck off.
You should really watch The Wire.
I'm busy.
Penny Dreadful, after you're done.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's good. You would like it a lot. I guarantee you would love it.
Rebecca Hall. She was in The Prestige.
Yeah.
You remember her as his wife?
Yeah. Oh, dude, The Prestige is so fucked up.
And The Town.
Ooh, goddamn. That was rad, too. All right. So, it's a ghost-ish movie and stuff like that. It's all right. I think like a 6.57 is what I would go with as well.
Yeah, I don't give it that good because I wasn't that like, oh, shit, here it is.
I wasn't more so like that either, but at the same time, I was like, this is a neat premise.
Yeah, it's a neat premise, but I think it's been done. It's very like, who have I been talking to? Am I dead? Are they all dead? Where the fuck am I? What time is it? All right. It's all creepy and eerie and not what I thought. I get it.
I like the setting. I like the setting of it.
Setting's great.
Yeah. And the chick that was, you remember the evil lady in Harry Potter 4 that like makes them like, right?
She's like the nurse, caretaker. Caretaker. All right. She's a bad bitch, dude. She's good.
So next week we're doing Testatoni Judge Dredd with Sylvester Stallone.
Fuck yes! Dude.
And movie of the week's gonna be Primer. Get ready to time travel with your boys.
with your boy.
What you about to say?
It's your boy Tony Salads and Paul Wolf.
Why do you get a cool name? Tony Salads is sick as fuck. I'm about to toss it.
Dude.
What's my name?
Tony
though?
Salads and.
And Paul Croutons. Paulie Crouton.
Paulie Crouton.
I love that. That's the name of this episode, Tony Salad and Paulie Crouton. Go Burn Books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.